Everyone, I have to tell you that I had very short notice to be involved in this morning's service, and that's certainly not casting blame. That's just the reality. So I don't have a full sermon prepared, but I do have a couple of thoughts that I would like to share with you. First of all, with respect to the gospel, I saw some pictures yesterday of Quarry Lake, and it was crowded. Which, you know, with COVID concerns, can potentially cause some problems. But as I was listening to the gospel today, I couldn't help but bring forth the images of Quarry Lake. And I couldn't help but think that, wouldn't it be cool to just be sitting by the lake, and there's Jesus standing in a boat, talking to us, teaching us, right there. I yearn to perhaps have been in that situation. But then I'm reminded that, in fact, Jesus is with us right now. Wherever we are, Jesus speaks to us through our daily lives, through readings, through the Bible, Scripture, certainly, but through others, and through the Spirit moving within us. So my first thought is, perhaps with social distancing in mind, and perhaps not Quarry Lake on a weekend, find those spots where you can relax and be with Jesus, and to feel God's word and workings in your life. This is something that we need to do. We need to turn ourselves away from whatever busyness or things that are occupying our minds, and we need to regularly commune with God. So that's thought number one. We need to be chilling with Jesus. Now, thought number two, over the last few weeks, we've been reading a lot about the forgiveness of our sins that Paul has been teaching us about, and how, you know, he recognizes that, you know, what he wants to do and what he knows he should do, he often doesn't do. And here we are talking today about the forgiveness that God has for each and every one of us when we do those things that we're not supposed to do. I want to talk a moment about forgiveness. Forgiveness is not a get-out-of-jail-free card. Forgiveness is not a do whatever you want, take actions without consequence. I was watching a reality show, and you know, with some of these competitions where people are voted out or whatnot, and one of the participants who was especially involved in lying and double crossing her fellow participants and you know, playing really dirty, in one of those off camera moments where they speak to the audience, she says, you know, I'm not concerned about doing the things that I'm doing because I'm a Christian. And as a Christian, I'm forgiven. And, you know, she was presenting that no matter what she did, it was okay. It was almost as if she was, had immunity or, was above the law or the repercussions that she was inflicting upon others. Well, that's not forgiveness. There are natural consequences to our actions. It may be hurting others. It may be hurting ourselves. It may be that from our actions, we then live in fear. Jacob, after double-crossing his brother Esau, and then stealing his birthright, and then also fooling his father on his father's deathbed later, he lives in fear that Esau is going to get him. So there's some natural consequences. But what then is the forgiveness? Well, the forgiveness of God is basically to say, I know what you did, and I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm going to let it go. I love you. And that is what God asks us to do to others. and to ourselves is to forgive. And so that's important. It doesn't mean that we are immune from our actions. What it does mean is that when we do go wayward, when we do those things that we know we ought not to do, that God is there to receive us, to hear our repentance and ask, you know, hear our asking for forgiveness and to grant us forgiveness. So wiping that slate clean, saying, I'm not going to hold this against you. I'm not going to, you know, see you as the sin. I'm going to see you as the child of God that you are. And I want you to do the same. I'm going to let it go. And we are going to start again fresh. That's really what the forgiveness is. And that in itself is hugely powerful. We don't need to walk through life carrying our burdens. We don't need to walk through life, living in the past, being condemned by what we've done. We can go forward knowing that we are cleansed by God and that we can move forward without having to be stuck in those things that we've done wrong and punishing ourselves and hurting from them. We can let go and we can move on. So those are the thoughts that I would like to leave with you today. Perhaps as you're chilling with Jesus, you can be thinking about the things that you have done or ought to have done or didn't do. And you can ask for forgiveness and know that you are forgiven and you are loved immensely. I offer up all of these words in the name of Jesus. Amen.